wonderful parshas to learn, to study, to be inspired by. I wanted to share a very profound insight, which I found in the Sefer Pinini Das Ala Torah, which is from Rav Elia Meir Bloch, who is a Rosh Hashiva at Tells in Cleveland. A lot of it comes from the Sefer Shiurei Das, which are the Shmuzin from Tells. And there's a lot of course referencing, but here they put the comments on Psukim. The idea is Lot is an individual who's quite remarkable in a sense, because on the one hand you see tremendous mysterious nefesh on the part of Lot to accompany Avram on the journey, to leave everything behind. Not a simple thing. Hashem may not even want Lot to come to begin with. Lech lecha, Hashem spoke to Avram. Vayelch ito Lot. So Lot slept along. But obviously that's to his credit. The Ramban learns that part of his schus to be saved from Sodom and Parshas Vayera is the fact that he accompanied the tzaddik and was a company for him, and he showed mesiras nefesh and devotion to Avram. When Lot was separated from Avram, Hashem spoke to Avram, Achri parad Lot me'imo. So there's questions in the Medrash about whether that was good or bad, that Avram separated from Lot. But certainly Lot gets some kind of credit. And yet, clearly Lot is a complex figure. We see that he was very much taken by the attractive pastures of Sodom, not looking at the harm, spiritual harm that lied ahead of him. And you see Avram having to go to save Lot afterwards. So, in a nutshell, what he says is the following. How could it be that on the one hand, Lot showed such concern for Avram, and you see the Hachnas Orchim as well that he showed later on in Parshas Vayera, and because of it came about that he could have sunk to the level he did to find himself in Sodom. He couldn't deal with being with Avram. It was quarreling, it was really so hard. So he says, we see in Musar Haskel how much a person could become swayed by physical pleasures. And in Yonei HaChomer, even when a person starts off with Shem Shemayim, and even if the Mosa Nefesh for real ideals which are lofty, and you obviously tap into it, you relate to it. Person has the ability to sacrifice for things which are worthy of sacrificing, and that shows greatness. And nevertheless, with all of that, a person can also slip and suddenly get pulled away from their proper focus and get caught up in things which are very mundane and physical and forget the ikar, and suddenly that becomes your guiding light in life. That's what happened over here. So even when your person, has the qualities that you want to emulate, the person has to realize that there's always challenges ahead. And he mentioned something from his relative of Gifter, from the language of the pasuk later, when Lot was captured by the kings, and the language of the pasuk is Vayikhu es Lot ve'es v'chusho ben achi Avram. Now, the language is very interesting. The pasuk should say they took Lot, the nephew of Avram, and his property and his v'chush. But the order of the pasuk is not that way. Vayikhu es Lot ve'es v'chusho ben achi Avram. The answer seems to be that Lot was a different person now. Lot and his v'chush were one. Lot's entire self-image, now that he was living in Sodom, he wasn't the same Lot that he was before. And the Chazal say this already. When he separated, he was already then mikadmonu shalolam, nasa isa Lot mikedem. But from the language of the pasuk here, the same Lot that was Moser Nefesh to be with Avram, now that he had all that he had, and he lived in Sodom for a while, so Lot and Rechusho were one. So his entire identity was tied up with his money, and that's what you see from the fact that that was what led him to be in Sodom. This is also important to Ms. Musa Haskell, obviously, and recognizing that we should always try to strive from level to level, but even when we're on good levels and higher levels, we always have those potential pitfalls that we have to be aware of, that hopefully we will be able to avoid and not to stumble. Okay, good job.